101 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, hello, hello, and happy day before Thanksgiving. This is Let Your Color Out Live with Lindy, and I am here to bring you two very wonderful people today talking about their new adventure in Sandpoint. Let Your Color Out, we try to talk to people pursuing passion and purpose and just really bringing something interesting forward and following kind of some of those heart whispers. And let me just introduce you today to Corey and Molly, who have Local 41.
Thank you for having us, Lindy. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, this is a beautiful couple that I bumped into at the farmer's market. If you travel to the farmer's market, they have a booth there and they sell a lot of their produce and so forth. But one of the reasons I wanted to have them on today, and we'll get into it quite a bit, but with all the restaurants kind of having they're not around as much in Sandpoint. We are having this wonderful new food option that they have started, and Corey is a trained chef, and I will let him tell a little bit about that. And Molly is definitely a master of both the animals that they provide in their beautiful dishes, but also just loves on them. And you have a beautiful farm. So welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why don't you, Corey, you give us a little start and tell us a tiny bit just about your background in this culinary and your education and kind of what migrated you guys this way from Vail.
All right. Well, I've been a professional chef for the last 20 years running kitchens in Colorado, and I've always been trying to grow my own food. And we had the opportunity to purchase a piece of land up here to start our farm, and we ended up building a food trailer as well. So we have our farm-to-table food trailer. We're located at the Schweitzer Cutoff Conoco on Thursday through Saturdays, 12 to 6. And we have our small farm over in Sunnyside, and you can find us at the farmer's market in the summers, slinging produce. And
In the summer, your booth, is it mostly just produce that you're selling there?
Yes, at the farmer's market. And I'll have the grill there, and we'll be doing fresh sausages or sandwiches.
And aren't you kind of over on that corner if you're at that far corner right across from Wells Fargo? Yeah. It was funny. That's where I bumped into Molly, and I went right over for my – I've got to always have fresh carrots because they just don't grow in my garden. So there is something. Your vegetables were remarkable. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about you, Molly, and your kind of your part of the farming.
My part of the farming is definitely revolving around the animals and giving good care to all those animals. I have for many years always been joked of in my family as I should have been a rancher's daughter, because anytime I could be around animals or outside doing hard work, that is where I was. And I just, yeah. So for me, I'm learning a lot. I've dubbed myself the first year farm girl this year, because everything that has been thrown at me this year is a brand new experience. I had just arrived from my 20-hour road trip from Colorado, had settled into my house, and 10 hours later I got a phone call from Corey saying, "Hey babe, I just bought 15 piglets on Craigslist and you're going to go pick them up tomorrow." So I had not been in Sandpoint for 24 hours before I was loading up our Tacoma with two dog crates to go pick up 15 piglets, because Corey still had our livestock trailer in Colorado. So much like the rest of my year, that's kind of how it's been. Dive right in and get your hands dirty and figure out this farming life. But
yes,
I love it.
I had a pleasure to visit the farm, and it's you too. I mean, I asked, it's over, it's just right off of Sunnyside. And I asked Molly when I toured it, I said, because Corey wasn't there with me, but I'd said, "Boy, you guys have been here a while. I mean, it is moved in. You have done an amazing job settling there."
We've been busy.
Oh, gosh.
It's been nonstop.
Yeah, and you're the handyman, so you're also building the truck, the food truck, and the barns and all of the pens and things for the piglets.
We were blessed that all of our outbuildings were there on the property. That was a huge blessing for us and made this transition so much easier. But again, Corey is completely handy. I mean, from building the fencing around the perimeter of the garden, getting those greenhouses up, getting irrigation laid down, building beds. We both got all those plants in the ground, and then on top of it, having all of those animals. So
You have a lot already.
We have a lot already. In our first summer, we raised 300 chickens, and then we've had 30 hogs on the property so far this year to raise and bring up to harvest level.
And I got to tell you, for those of you listening and they're kind of like, yeah, chickens, I am that person. I was like, oh, chickens. But I went out and she has, I mean, you both, but she handed me a chicken and I carried this chicken around the entire farm tour. They were so sweet and they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
They're all kinds of colors. And I've always enjoyed a rooster as long as it's not mine and nearby.
Yep.
But you have beautiful chickens.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah, all of the animals are really friendly. They cohabitate nicely between the hogs, the barn cats, the dogs, and the chickens.
Yeah.
They all cohabitate really nicely on our little farm, which is nice.
How many acres is it?
10 acres.
Yeah, 10 acres, but it really laid out so nicely. How long have you been here?
We're just going on our one-year anniversary.
You've only just been one here, yeah. 1 year here. Wow. Yeah. Okay. And so how did that transition take place? What, you're in Vail, life is good, you're at a restaurant cooking?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And you're teaching skiers and...
I was a longtime ski instructor for Vail Resorts and working at restaurants in the evening or whatever I could. I was, any job that I could take to make ends meet, I would work. If it was dog sitting, working in a restaurant, teaching skiing, I was doing it all. But yeah, it was just... the passion of growing food and wanting to do that restaurant and having a farm was always there, but unattainable for us in the Vail Valley. So we had to, after driving 50 minutes one direction each way to check on vegetables and livestock and then get back in time for full-time jobs, after 2 years of that, we both just couldn't mentally or physically continue that. So our search for a new community where we could live this lifestyle on our property was really
out your back door. Essentially. I mean, that is what you're doing. I mean, it's a dream.
It really is. And that, to the fact that we get to wake up and do it every day, albeit hard and the hardest work I've ever done. And every day is the next hardest day, but every day is also the most rewarding day. So I feel like I've struck gold in this community and mm-hmm. with my partner and what we're trying to do here. So
what I love about that is you have struck gold, but the thing, and again, I'm a longtime local, so I have been around, born and raised here. I grew up on a farm, and it is a lot of hard work, but it's the quality of life. It's this beautiful community of people that are supportive and welcoming. Mostly, I have to say, as a local, it's bittersweet to see the surgeons.
Yep.
But people like you also, like such good stewards of the land, of the animals, we're really lucky to have you here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this amazing food truck that I actually got to try some of the food from. So thank you so much for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Live with Lindy. My name is Lindy Lewis. Again, I was born and raised in this crazy community, and I have lived with an autoimmune in the body, and I had to completely rewire my body and mind and not do everything the way I thought it was supposed to happen. And so I like to talk to people who also kind of interrupt the conditioning and the patterns and the conventional way of living and explore and purpose and passion. And I certainly have that with this interview today with Corey and Molly. So we will be right back. And I do want to quickly just point out that we have a great Thanksgiving Day special happening tomorrow also, the KPND, and we'll get back to that at the end. But anyway, I hope you're having a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry the reliable DECA line of batteries, and they now stock InstaChains and the latest in LED light bars. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
If holiday baking is on your to-do list, come into the co-op and check out our wide selection of seasonings by Watkins. From herbs and spices to flavorings for cakes and cookies, we have what you need to spread the cheer of great-tasting food all season. Delicious herbs, spices, and flavorings from Watkins at the Co-op Gas and Supply, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. Or check us out online at coopgasandsupply.com.
As this year draws to an end, most of us are looking ahead to better days. And Super One Foods wants to make sure your holidays are filled with all the magic and wonder you normally expect. We may not be hosting those big gatherings of family and friends, but we still want to enjoy our closest connections. And good food is always part of the equation. Stock up now and break out your favorite recipes to make meals to be savored or gifts of homemade treats. Whether it's pumpkin pie or a juicy turkey with stuffing, Super One Foods is ready to help you make this a season to remember. From the best selection of fresh produce to quality cuts of meat or everything you need to make a big batch of your favorite holiday goodies. At Super One Foods, we believe there's no room to compromise by giving you highest quality products at the best possible prices every day. Experience the difference at Super One Foods. And happy holidays from our family to yours.
This Saturday, November 27th, is Small Business Saturday, a day to celebrate small businesses. The Sandpoint Shopping District invites you to be a part of this great event. The Sandpoint Shopping District offers a dynamic collection of one-of-a-kind shops. Each one is locally owned and gives you that friendly hometown service. So grab your friends and family and head to Sandpoint this Saturday. For more information about downtown Sandpoint's hometown holidays, check out the Sandpoint Shopping District Facebook page or downtownsandpoint.com.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Lindy Lewis, and I am interviewing Corey and Molly today, who have started Local 41. And they have not only a beautiful farm, but they have this food truck. And just during the break, we were talking about just this process of startup. And I think any startup can be very difficult, but especially as a farmer, because it's so physically exhausting. But also, I mean, you've got all of these animals that count on you to feed them. You've got to get the, you know, now clients like myself who's wanting those wonderful chicken pot pies. And what was that? That fennel thing
fennel
I
and
ate.
Cauliflower gratin.
Oh, okay. That is the bomb. Yeah, you can pick these meals up at the Conoco.
At Schweitzer Cutoff Station at the Conoco Station?
I want to call it the Marley Conoco because, but is that what they call it? The one right across from Walmart.
Yes.
Where the Peach Man is.
Right
in front of the Peach Man.
Okay, right in front of the Peach Man. So tell us about the making of this little food truck, because I think there's a lot of people out there who kind of have this idea, especially with the restaurants kind of, I don't want to say giving up, but just saying, you know what, we've had a real good run here, and it's a real tough time to find help and everything. So how what's the process of even starting a food truck, Corey?
Well, we were trying to get into the catering business originally, and then just the way everything was rolling, it was like, well, let's start with the food truck because that will help us be in the community and get our name out there, and people could taste the food, and we could be mobile to do the catering. But with COVID, we were looking at the aluminum bodied ones, and everything was 8 months to a year waiting list. And I was like, well, we can't wait that long. So
you can buy them done already, pre-done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but we couldn't wait that long. So last winter we bought a 20x8 flatbed trailer and built a little, kind of looks like a tiny home on it, and put a commercial kitchen in there. And now we're licensed and slinging all the food from our farm. And if we're not growing it or raising it, we're trying to source from the other local farmers in town, whether it be our neighbor's beef or herbs from Mountain Cloud or Red Wheelbarrow, broccoli, you know, just trying to support everyone in the community. And
when you were putting this together, I mean, since you have the culinary training, did you have like specific ovens, and how did you actually like lay out your little food truck?
Well, budget-wise, we got what we could.
Part of being startup.
We have everything we need in there to execute a full
meal. Do you have an oven?
We have an oven. We have a flat-top grill. We have a fryer, a couple coolers.
Five sinks.
It is pretty amazing. I popped in there. You were in the midst, yep. or Molly was, there was a lot of things happening. So I just kind of poked my head in, and, but it's all, you know, it's up to code. It's very, you know, it's, everything was very, up to standards, and it looked really functional.
Yeah. Yep. We're,
I'm not a cook, so I don't know, but I do. And that's why this food truck is so perfect for me, because I can just pick up a meal, or this is the best part. So they let me try one of their chicken pot pies and this fennel.
Cauliflower gratin.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And again, it is amazing. And so I invited our neighbors over. And I love to entertain, but I don't like to cook. Fortunately, my sweetheart is quite a cook. But this gave him the night off. And everybody was amazed how much chicken you packed into that chicken pot pie. And the crust. And then this gratin was just delicious. So but anyway, I'm sorry I went back to those flavors, and it's lunchtime. But anyway, I was like, oh wow.
So we have our regular menu where you can get sandwiches. You can order a sandwich or a salad or soup, whatever. And then we're starting to do take and bakes, where you can come and pick up the flavor of the week or whatnot, and take it home and put it in the oven and eat it at your leisure.
So that was a take and bake, what I did.
Yes.
Okay, because then you can get stuff right there at your food. You can get food. You can show up and have a burger.
We have sandwiches. We have burgers. There will always be a sausage on the menu, a couple salads, and rotating soups and whatnot. So.
Well, and again, as a longtime local born and raised in this town, one of the things that makes our community special is to support the locals. And this is definitely a food truck worth supporting and getting out there and trying their burgers and the love that you put into these animals. I mean, I think the food, it tasted the tender chicken and everything. I think that's a really fun thing. We talked about that, Molly, and I tend to buy into the energetics of a lot of this life. And I think there is something to loving on those little pigs.
Oh, I do too. I mean, pigs and chickens, I think they reciprocate good. I mean, they love good energy. They love being spoiled. Our animals are incredibly spoiled. I know I probably go overboard on the farmer scale of spoiling, but it's the only way that I know how to do it, is to make sure that every day that they are on the ground, that they are happy and healthy and well cared for. And even back when we get them back after harvest, we are caring for them even afterwards, and presenting them in a way to the community that is going to be memorable and really tasty.
Yeah, that was the thing. I got to even give our little pigs, our friendly little pigs, a scratch. But they will be put into meals. And I said, is that hard? And
it is. Absolutely. Yeah. It's hard. I mean, we're human, and we've entered an industry where it's a necessity to have it done. But I am so thankful that we are not a factory farm. We are so far from that. We are what farming and food sourcing should be in this country. And we have gotten so far away from that, that I think we're blessed to be able to do it. But it is still incredibly hard when they do go for their field trip, their off-campus field trip. It's not an easy day.
No.
But it's
But like you said, I really appreciate that. Every day that they're on this ground and this earth, they are happy. And her chickens, I mean, your chickens, and they're running everywhere. And the pigs have a big space. Yeah. They can all interact with each other. And
yeah, they are not shy on space. When we are farrowing, they're not in a farrowing crate. They have, I called it the birthing suite, much to Corey's dismay this summer. I was like, she's not in a farrowing crate. She has her own birthing suite. But they, you know, I mean, I think that is an incredibly important aspect of why our food tastes well. On top of his skill level, these animals are loved, and that is incredibly important.
I think it's, you know, it's very hard for the Western mind to buy into the energetics of it. But again, as I have learned to manage multiple sclerosis in the body for 15 years, relatively successful, mm-hmm. I have had to open my mind to the just that aspect. And I think there is a lot to just the care you take of the pets while they're here.
Yeah.
Have you, and if anybody hasn't seen this, it's a great documentary on The Big Little Farm. Is that the name of it?
It's a great movie. We are a much smaller scale than what they were able to accomplish. But a very same concept that we're working towards.
It's a beautiful documentary on just really working in reciprocity with the earth.
Yep.
And when I stepped onto your little farm, I really felt that. And
Thank you.
I think I think you're not alone. I think there's a lot of people that have come to Sandpoint because of the community. And fortunately, and my true hope is that people that are coming here will be good stewards of the land and of each other. You know, if not, please choose a different home. How did I say that on live air? I did. Probably.
You did. That's
sorry.
Okay.
But I feel like we have my whole life, we've had such a special community of people, and you know, you certainly you're good to the earth, and we all need to kind of step that game up, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I mean, the windstorm came through, and we had a really rough week with the windstorm. But on that note of community, every single one of the farmers that we had met at the farmer's market reached out to us, offered their help, their support, and I was blown away and so impacted by, I mean, they've all been through it, and even as a newbie, they were so supportive, and I will never be able to thank them enough for even just, if it was a text message, if it was a phone call, if it was showing up, we'll never be able to thank them enough for being so welcoming to us and so supportive to us in this new year, especially when their community is just in an onslaught of newbies.
Well, there is a community, but it's also, you know, there is a competition. I mean, we try to not make it that way, but look at it. To me, I've always talked about the collaboration versus the competition.
Yes.
We are truly stronger together. You're going to buy the broccoli from a different farm, and
yep,
they're going to say, hey, we want some really, you know, some earth-loved pigs for to put into our, you know, whatever it is we're creating. And I think that is the really beautiful aspect. I mean, I've grown up with that here. That's, you know,
so lucky to have that in this community.
And I did really important. We sustain that. And
yeah,
people like, again, Molly and Corey, I'm talking with them today, and they have Local 41, and you have brought that vision here. And a lot of the farmers market people have some really, I don't have that, interaction on that level. I'm simply one of the
visitor, yeah, the buyers,
enjoy everything you've done, all the hard work, and it is hard work. Yeah,
it is. We're both sitting here nodding, but yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. We all have a pause, a moment.
Yeah, we're like, no, it is. But again, so rewarding, and there is something incredibly grounding about being able to get your hands in the dirt and pull the food out of the ground that you are going to eat, or give the belly scratches on a daily basis of the animals that you're caring for that will eventually become a wonderful meal for your family, or, you know, or.
Well, and Corey, and you're, to speak to what you do, I'm putting love in the food, you know, just kind of making it and blessing it and saying, you know, I hope this sustains people in love and light. And, you know, and again, it's, I tend to be that one who in my family, we kind of push, like, call me the little woo woo, you know, and little kind of push that edge. But
yeah.
I've seen the body respond and the mind, the body. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. The body follows the mind. And even if you can just buy into that for a minute, it's kind of faith. It's in the same premise of
yep.
that. So, Corey, tell us a little bit about your culinary background. Were you a chef then in Vail at a restaurant, or?
Yes, I was running professional kitchens in Vail for over 15 years, and I did a little stint in Portland. We had in Oregon. We had a private event company and a farm as well. We would do wine dinners and more catering, but everything was sourced off our farm out there. And then tried move back to Colorado, tried the farming aspect there. That was a little difficult with the commute. And
that's access, when you were 50 access, minutes away, yes, trying to...
Having access to land and water, it wasn't easy for us. So we decided that we needed our own piece of land if we're going to pursue this dream and follow it. So we found Sandpoint and started the farm up here. Made the decision. We left my kitchen and we came up here to push on.
But we're going to take a short break, but it is, you know, again, I like with Let Your Color Out Life, I like to talk to people that have, you know, taken a huge risk and gotten outside of the, you know, six-figure salary, but you're miserable and you're just kind of droning on. But, you know, you're going to have these heart whispers, and I always say you can run, but you can't hide. Like, you can stuff it and you can buy a new car and get into the next thing. But those heart whispers those are going to stick it out. So I applaud you both for making the move early, sooner than later. And while you're young,
yeah.
I decided this year to put a big old, you know, herbal garden in, and it's been wonderful, but wow, my back was like, so
it's a lot of work.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, we will talk more with Corey and Molly from Local 41.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Every year, the Sandpoint Lions Club provides new toys for almost 1,000 local children and holiday food boxes for about 500 needy families. These programs are funded by the Lions through donations. You must fill out an application to be eligible, but no one will be turned away. Apply at the Lions Den in Lakeview Park on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Applications are also available on the Lions Club Facebook page, website, and at the food bank.
I saw something shiny in downtown Sandpoint is the perfect dining and shopping experience. Check out their flavorful menu that includes items like prosciutto and wild mushrooms flatbread or tarragon chicken asparagus pappardelle. They also have chocolate bar and wine shop. Then peruse their stylish assortment of women's apparel, shoes, accessories, gifts, and home decor. I saw something shiny. 1 First Avenue in Sandpoint has a wine dinner once a month. Check out their website or Facebook page for the latest information.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Since Woods Hay and Grain opened their doors in 2013, they continue to provide quality livestock feed for the community. Simple and locally grown ingredients has customers coming back for more while creating new feeds like their rabbit grower pellet and maintainer pellet. Whether you ferment, use loose grains, pellets, or crumbles, Woods Hay and Grain has something for your livestock. Visit them online or stop by their feed store just 5 miles north of Ponderay on Highway 95.
November is the month that we offer up something hot, namely our November Hot Spins at the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry. You can qualify for Hot Spins all month long and a chance to win a super progressive jackpot. Plus, the Kootenai Casino will be serving up our popular $11 lunch and dinner specials in our Springs restaurant. Choose from 6 local specials while you enjoy the river view. We even offer a delicious $10 all-you-can-eat salad bar. Our midweek Kootenai Falls Lodge rooms start at just $79, or upgrade to a Riverview room for just $99 a night, and that includes 2 breakfast vouchers. The Kootenai Casino has hot food, hot room rates, and hot daily spins that could qualify you for a November super progressive jackpot. Come on up to Bonners Ferry and win. Book your hot November getaway today. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. This is Let Your Color Out live with Lindy, and I am talking with Corey and Molly. Again, talking with about their farm and their experience of moving up to North Idaho, kind of, I don't want to say blindly, but a little bit. Like, you found this community, and it's like, we want a farm, and presto, wow, we're going to make a living in Sandpoint doing a farm thing.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I went from a ski girl to a farm girl, like a test, overnight.
Like you said, within hours.
Yeah, it jumped right in, but there is a part of me that always craved that lifestyle and that aspect of working with land and working with animals. So
I'm just so glad you followed that.
Yeah,
it's not,
as you said, those little heart whispers. Like, you either ignore them or you listen and you go for it. And
And if you don't go now, you will hear about it again. I'm 53. You know, you'll hear it. You'll keep hearing it. I had a hard ride out of corporate when, you know, I just to stay healthy with the the nervous disease or the autoimmune.
We had the couple boxes we had to check off our list between having the mountain, having water, and then the local food mill here with woods and the USDA slaughterhouse. I needed those aspects to be able to serve the pigs and whatnot. So everything kind of just fell into place, and we have everything within 15 minutes of our property. So it's pretty awesome to not have to be in the car for hours on end.
Yeah, it's right out your back door. One of the things that I thought was so great about being, you know, you're not only offering a much, much needed service in this community, because mm-hmm. we've had incredible catering from, you know, iCarts, Ivano's, a few of the regulars in town, but you're bringing that to us, which I think, yep. as a local, that's a really nice option to consider, whether it's weddings or family reunions or me just saying, I want to have a party, but I don't want to cook, you know?
Absolutely.
But you've also been a really good corporate citizen moving in. And tell us about this, what you're doing with the Waldorf School. I think that's so impressive.
So we were fortunate enough, one of the mothers from the Waldorf School actually came to one of our garden dinners this summer and approached me at the end of the dinner asking if I would ever consider having the first grade class come for a field trip. And I'm a longtime kid lover, and I was like, that immediately interested me. I said, absolutely, we'd love to start talking with them. So we've had the first grade class come, and then that went so well, we extended that offer to the third grade class, and now we're starting a collaboration with the Waldorf School that when those kids need to have that agricultural aspect, that Local 41 Farm is going to be the farm that they are going to come to and help. Either, you know, they got to help, the first grade class got to harvest their potatoes and their own leeks, and Corey gave them a recipe to make a potato leek soup. So they had that interactive experience. The third grade class came and was a huge help. They helped me clean out one of our entire greenhouses, and I've never seen anything like it, but 20 third graders can clean a greenhouse in about 25 minutes. It was amazing. I was like just blown away. Many hands make light work. And
it's such great help to you, but it's such a great teaching to them.
Absolutely. And all those kids loved coming and seeing the animals and running around the farm. So for me, that is an aspect of why we have this land and why we have this dream. We want kids of the next generation to be able to get their hands dirty and see that it is hard work to get the food from the ground to your plate and what those steps potentially are.
Hard work, but such a reward with that.
Yes.
You know, and I think that that's the one thing we really want to make sure that, you know, is sort of perpetuated, I guess, is that, you know, we really, you there's a reward at the end. You actually see it.
Yep.
You know, it's not just a...
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then, so this, not this Saturday, the following Saturday, December 4th, we're going to be working with the Waldorf School again in a different capacity. We're going to have our food truck at their winter fair. So from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, December 4th, we will be right alongside the winter fair and Waldorf School helping feed the community. And you can come and check out
Corey's burgers.
Yeah, try the backyard burger or the
handmade sausages.
Yeah.
So you make your own sausages. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you use your pork.
Yep. And all of the spices and that are added in are coming from the garden mostly. Okay. So,
wow, your own herbs.
You know, he made a beautiful poblano and gouda sausage recently, and all of those peppers.
You put cheese in it?
Yeah, why not?
Ooh, yeah. Sounds delicious.
But all those peppers came from the garden. We harvested them, cleaned them, roasted them, diced them up, dehydrated them, and they got to go right into those sausages. So everything is from our property, which is a really beautiful thing to be able to
That is a beautiful thing. Yeah. Yeah.
It gets me really excited when everything that we serve is coming from our property and know that we've cared for it from seed to finish.
How did you just make a sausage? I mean, how did you research the recipe? Like, I don't even know what I would do to make a sausage. How's that process?
I've been making sausage for many years now. I love anything pork. I make all my charcuterie and prosciuttos and cured meats.
Do you even do the hard sausages?
Yes.
Okay.
Salami. But you'll find the fresh sausages at the trailer, and the flavors change. We just had an Italian sausage on the menu. We have the poblano and gouda. We do a currywurst. We just different flavors and whatever comes to mind, or different spices are speaking to me. We'll just throw it in and see what happens.
So you just kind of in your little creation mode. That's awesome.
I'll look up recipes here or there just to get ideas, and then we'll just go from there.
Was that how you also sort of designed your garden? Planted things, you're like, oh, I might want this spice. I might want that.
Yeah, I just want a little bit of everything. We did a lot of storage crops, potatoes and onions and winter squash, stuff that will carry the food truck through the winter.
I saw that storage. That is impressive. I mean, you have bins of squashes and delicata and potatoes and that onions.
Yep.
Okay, I just have to quick segue because this is a little selfish, but I need to know my onions. I picked them in the first year I ever grew them, and they never got hard. They sprouted. So what did I do wrong?
Curing, probably.
I don't know. Do you have to cure onions?
Yeah, you will. If you pick them when the greens are – when it's still green, you want to let the green kind of fall over, and then it starts creating its skin in the ground.
Significant stalk, and when that stalk falls over to the ground and then that green starts to die off, as Corey said, that's when that skin will harden. And then that's when we would harvest them and allow them to dry for a few days before putting them into storage.
Yeah, your onions looked beautiful. I was kind of jealous, I have to say. Everything, I was kind of like all of that abundance. I can't believe you got that much. You didn't even have that much tilled up for planting.
No,
I mean,
we
in
only
comparison.
Did a quarter acre this year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that was remarkable. That's why when I was like, okay, Small Little Farm or the Big Little Farm documentary, I really saw it in action out there.
Well, I mean, I think even more so to that point, it had been a hay field for 40 years, and the first time it had seen a tiller was April 22nd of this past year. So I think the fact that we even made it to farmer's market and had produce that was sellable was a huge win for us.
Bravo.
Huge win. So. Those all of those little steps and little silver linings just keep driving us to keep going.
It's probably like a golfer, you know, they get one good shot out of an entire game. I don't know my brother's a golfer and I clearly am not because I've never had a good shot. So I've gone to gardening and clearly that's the
twist. Just like golf.
Apparently. Uh-oh. Well, we'll take a short break. And when I come back, we will finish out the segment. We will talk all about their wonderful take and bake and some of this amazing catering they're going to do. We just were talking earlier about the wine dinners that they want to start hosting. And again, for those of you who maybe just joined us, I'm talking with Corey and Molly who have Local 41, and it is a farm, but it is also a food truck / catering opportunity for any of you who want some really locally healthy meals to take away and feed your family, or just drop by and grab a burger or a brat. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel, and this is Pet Talk. The most common reason for pet owners to abandon a pet or find it a new home is behavioral problems. So the key to an enjoyable pet, well-behaved, is to prevent inappropriate behavior in the first place. Most behavioral problems are actually normal dog behaviors, like digging, jumping, barking, and roaming. So step number one is to understand normal dog behavior and have appropriate expectations from your pet. Puppies need to chew. Just be sure to train them to chew the appropriate things. Keep your shoes and other inappropriate items picked up. Puppies explore their environment with their mouths. However, your hand is not a chew toy. so biting your hand should be stopped from day one. Teach puppies the house rules from the start. Changing rules as puppies grow only causes confusion. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Winterizing your home can involve a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for the winter with traction sand and shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware has been helping their friends and neighbors for over 40 years. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware is open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint. Stop by and say hi today.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
E-Y-E-C-A-R-E?
Good. Next row.
A-M-America? iCareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Okay, welcome back. A Little Black Betty right before Thanksgiving. You know, it's just one of those songs that just whenever there's that funk out there, it just puts a smile on my face. It's just such a fun little song.
Sure.
Welcome back, and thank you again for listening. As we go out, this last segment, I really want to devote to, let's just start with Corey. Talk about the take and bake. So what can people experience? How do you plan your menus? How do they reserve it? Do you go online? Explain the process of becoming, you know, jumping in on your...
We're starting to offer the take and bakes. It serves two people. Comes with your choice, a super salad. Out of the farm trailer as well. The flavors will be changing weekly or biweekly, depending on what we have available in the freezer and in the produce wise, what we can get. So things are going to change. But I would definitely try to get a pre-order in. We sold out last weekend fairly quick. And
you did. I tried to get the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Gone. That was a big win.
I saw you making that. I'm like, ooh, with broccoli.
And bacon bits.
And bacon bits.
Homemade bacon
like,
bits.
Like, honey, make sure we pick up some of that.
Yeah. It was pretty good. People enjoyed that mac and cheese big time.
So I think probably the best way is to email local41farm@gmail.com or Facebook. Follow us on Facebook and slide into our DMs there and we can get you on the pre-order list for the take and bakes. We're taking this weekend off for Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back at the Schweitzer Cutoff Conoco in front of the Peach Man next Thursday through Saturday, 12 to 6.
But then you're also at the Waldorf when?
So next Saturday, December 4th, we will be at that Waldorf Winter Fair.
Okay. So if you want to get a meal for, let's just say next week, and honestly, I think any of you out there, it's very affordable and, it's a quick order if you're running late. I mean, I'm all, so part of why I do this show and even have written my books, this entire movement is about reducing stress in the body.
Yep.
Because stress is autoimmune. It is chronic illness. It is bad choices in health and habits. So, I really try to, if if you can and you're like, oh, I got to plan food. And I mean, I raised three kids by myself. It was so, meals were one of the hardest things for me as a mom. So this is an opportunity to pick something up. You know, they get a good meal.
Pick up a safe, healthy, organic, home-cooked meal for your family at a really reasonable price.
Yeah, better than taking, I mean, and going and getting burgers at Wendy's or whatever, you know, it can run up there. So I don't know if you want to get into the prices, but you have things from what X to.
Yeah, our sandwiches are $10 or $12. Soup is $8.
You're take and bake?
The take and bake is $45, and that gets you your take and bake with your choice of super salad, and it will feed two people.
It feeds four. I had four people eating this meal, and it was there was a little leftovers, and I, you know, two men, three women. My daughter was there too, so we had five of us, and there was plenty of food, and we had the rattan.
Yep.
And the chicken, and we didn't even get into the soup. So it feeds quite a few. But again, keeping stress out, it is an opportunity to just take a breath, plan something good, and just make sure you get it ordered ahead of time because you do run out.
Yeah.
And then the other thing they're dreaming in, tell us about your vision, Molly.
Vision.
Well, the catering, your farm dinners. It's beautiful.
We were able to do the garden dinners this summer. Obviously, we'd love to expand on that and just really make a unique experience for that Sandpoint community to come and, you know, sit in that garden where these foods and vegetables were grown. And, you know, I mean, this summer was an amazing thing to watch people walk around and look at those vegetables and say, whoa, that's how a cauliflower grows. Or, oh my gosh, we had no idea that, you know, beans could grow on bushes, or, you know, the cucumber tunnel was always a big hit with the kids when they would come. And,
but the farm dinners, I think they look elegant. You know, I think it's another, again, as the restaurants make different choices in Sandpoint, and we kind of are in a bit of a changing of the guard for sure. It's a great way to kind of experience an outdoor venue for really yummy food and just an experience, and more of an experience, get together some friends or just sign up. You take what, 14 at a time or 12?
Our garden dinners this summer, we were hosting up to 40 people at a time for our 4-course tasting dinner.
Okay.
That was a really nice manageable number for, mm-hmm, for Corey and I. I think the biggest thing about this is we have wonderful friends that have been there to help us throughout all of this, but this whole entire process and dream is really just coming from Corey and I. We are the local 41 team. It's just the two of us taking care of the vegetables, the food truck, and the animals. Yeah.
And what a magnificent team you are. In my opinion, an asset to our community. So
thank you.
I've really enjoyed getting to know you both this hour. It goes so fast when you're having fun. And we are the day before Thanksgiving, if you can believe it. For those of you who joined us late in the show, best way to reach out to Molly or Corey is local41@gmail.com.
Yep.
Put your order in, get something planned, take a little load off, and thank you both very much for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lindy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I want to just make sure everybody has a wonderful, safe, very, very grateful Thanksgiving. There's so much in our world living in this community to be grateful for, especially.
Yes.
And we all need to be good to each other right now. This is a crazy world, crazy time. If you happen to find yourself a little bit with some time tomorrow, please tune in at noon and Friday. We're having a special American Stories Thanksgiving, and it would be a lot of fun for any of you just wanting to do something with family. It's a great day to sit, to get quiet. I always promote a little bit of quiet, and because that's where health lives, and just that breathing, you know, just that belly breathing and just settling into that stillness is really, mm-hmm, a powerful place. So again, I'm Lindy Lewis. Thank you for listening to Let Your Color Out Radio, and I wish you all a very happy holiday.